True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, I know you constantly talk about the guys in that room and the way they work and having a positive attitude throughout this, but when the losses pile up and in the manner that they have, what is the challenge of keeping a positive outlook?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy right now, especially when you're not able to finish the job, you know, in a game where you felt like you had it, and then before you know it, you know, you're behind. Yeah, continue to, you know, come back the next day and bring the same attitude here, and, you know, it's not about how good are we preparing and all that. That's all great. It's just about the results now, you know. And when you're going through stretches like this, you know, everybody has to do their part, right? And, you know, we got to find a way to get the job done here. Feels like fundamentally, obviously, we're not playing a good baseball right now. You look at, we gave them extra bases, you know, and they made us pay. But, you know, as far as the attitude, you know, there's a lot of guys there frustrated, but, you know, we got to keep going.
You mentioned the fundamentals, and last year you talked a lot about winning baseball plays. Why do you think that has slipped so much here as of late?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're talking about a catcher's interference there that starts the rally. It's a completely different inning than, you know, leading off the ninth. Obviously, is a play that Lindor usually makes, and we're not doing that. And teams are making you're playing really good teams, and especially when you're getting through these stretches here, you got to execute. You know, last year it was last year at the beginning of this year, like you're executing those plays. We haven't been able to do that. So we got to get better.
What was the thought process taking Sproat out after just 70 pitches?
Then? Yeah, I mean, even though there was only 70 pitches, when you look up on that sixth inning, there was a big-time velo drop. You know, we're talking about like 5-6 miles per hour there from 97, 98 to 93, and they were sort of hard-hit balls there. I was, you know, he got through that inning, and I checked with him physically, are you fine? And he's like, yes, all right, so I'm going to go to the bullpen here. He wanted to keep going, and you respect that, and rightfully so. But when you're watching that inning like that, and this is a kid that hold his velo, you know, when I'm watching all of his outings in AAA, and even when he went to the seventh inning, there was 97, there was 98. When I saw that sixth inning at 93, I wasn't going to take any chances.
Tony?
Just to clarify on that, is there any concern that there is something physically?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
And throughout this losing streak, you guys have kind of hung your hats on the idea that despite it all, you're still leading the wild card race, but you're not anymore. How much does that add to your concern?
Well, I mean, we're not in a playoff spot right now, and we're here to achieve our ultimate goal. And if the season's over right now, I don't think we're there, right? So we got to get going here fast. That's the battle line. You know, we got to start getting. We got to get the job done because that's, you know, period. You know, it's been too long. So,
Anthony. Harp.
Carlos, with nobody on base, especially, is that catcher's interference, is that something he's got to be aware of? He can't make that mistake.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like we have few of them this year. And off Rodgers, you know, they're going to let that ball travel as deep as possible, you know. And it's just, we didn't have the awareness there, and it cost us.
Peter?
Especially before that sixth inning, just what did you see from Sproat today that made?
Yeah, he was good. That sinker was good. He kept getting ground balls. I thought the sinker was his pitch today, but then he went to the sweeper. He used all of his pitches. He threw strikes. He attacked. Weak contact. I thought overall he was solid.
Maybe just how encouraging is it to see him do that on this stage and this early in his career?
Yeah, I mean, that's back-to-back outings, right, that we've seen it, and he knows where we at, and for him to go out there, and that's a hot lineup right now, and he kind of shut them down. So some really positive signs out of him.
Mark.
Carlos, just 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Just what did you see in those at-bats, and are they kind of pressing a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, when you look at, they got two out hits, and we had a couple, few situations when we didn't get that big one, you know, and I feel like that's been the case for quite a bit. So you add that to the fact that we're not playing fundamental baseball. You know, at times I feel like we chase, at times taking strike three. So it's a combination of a lot of different things here.
Just big picture, as these losses pile up, is it getting tougher to believe that at some point this is going to turn for you guys?
I mean, we've still got an opportunity. You know, you still got to believe, right? But you got to get going.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.